V'hatorah niknes barba u'shmona tzvarim, and the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Tova Orenbach from Yerushalayim, and today we will be learning how Torah can be acquired through Omer Zavar B'Shem Omro, sharing an idea in the name of the one who originally said it. After studying 47 ways to acquire the Torah, we have finally come to the 48th and final way. We have worked so hard, studied, and focused. We expect that the final way will be something so profound and so deep. And yet, we find a seemingly simple and very obvious dictum. When sharing an idea, make sure you give credit to the one you heard it from. After all of the ideas and pathways we've studied so far, why does this seemingly unworthy one make the final cut of the list? How does being Ma'amar Zavar B'Shem Omro allow us to acquire Torah? Rav Noach Weinberg, the founder of Eshat Torah, explains this 48th way to wisdom as such. If someone has worked on themselves and mastered all 47 previous ways we've learned about, there should be one logical response, and that should be to want more. More wisdom, more knowledge, more Torah. And the only way to get more is to know the source of the Torah you've connected to. Of course, the source of all Torah is Dvar Hashem, the Word of God. But Hashem has allowed us to develop the Torah and given us the responsibility of disseminating it. And in that development, we have the privilege, especially in the age we live in, to access so many sources of Torah. When you know the source of Torah you're learning, a sefer, a class, a podcast, a website, a certain teacher, you can go back for more. What a lesson this is to both students and teachers alike. Shavuot celebrates not like Simchas Torah, the finishing of the Torah cycle, but the beginning of the dissemination of Torah. We want nothing more than Shavuos, the 48th way pathway to Torah, to be just the beginning of our lifelong journey to Torah learning. And when you share an idea in the name of the original source, you create an environment where people have an address to seek out more of the wisdom you've shared. And yet, there is something that still seems obvious about this dictum. In fact, asks the Imre Emes, it seems like this should not be on the list, since not giving credit to someone you heard an idea from tantamounts to stealing. Certainly, it is not a milah, not super praiseworthy, to not steal. By saying the source of your idea, you are simply doing the right thing by not stealing. To answer this, let's take a look at what is involved for the person who comes up with a chiddush, an original idea in Torah. On the one hand, a chiddush is a gift from Hashem. Sometimes a great idea or thought pops into our heads when we are hyper-focused on our learning, or the novelty of learning something for the first time allows us to look at it with fresh eyes. I love when this happens in class. Everyone watches a girl's eyes light up with a great idea. On the other hand, coming up with a chiddush usually requires a lot of hard work. It requires understanding what all of the people before you said about an idea and analyzing where you can contribute. It requires a deep and thorough knowledge of Torah. For example, you might quote a Rashi, not realizing that Rashi is quoting a Gemara, and not realizing that the Gemara itself is quoting an earlier Midrash, maybe a Michilta. This takes a lifetime of learning to accomplish. And so, Ha'omer Zavar B'Shem Omro, one who gives credit to the one where he hears, to who, the one from where the original idea is, in some way, honoring this duality of Torah. On the one hand, this gift of a chiddush was given to you. You did not work hard to come up with this idea, and your hard work deserves recognition. And, on the other hand, we come from a long, illustrious Mesorah tradition, and those before you laid the foundations that allow you to be able to continue to build upon the Torah. When we acknowledge our source, we acknowledge the Chidushim, our gift, that were gifted to us, and that it would still not be possible without the hard work of all the people who toiled in Torah learning before us. May we be zocha this Shavuos to have both the gift of fresh chidushim as well as the deep awareness of the timeless efforts that have come before us. Thank you for learning together.